Hello, students of NYC, and welcome back to this season's Campus Clipper podcast. My name is Hannah, and I am the publishing assistant here at the magazine.
And my name is Sebastian. I am a former Campus Clipper intern who now runs their social media. Both Hannah and I have written and published short ebooks online during our internships, and today we're going to be discussing Hannah's, called The Chase, which focuses on dating during college, relationships, and more.
And before we dive right in, I would just like to thank Crumb for partnering with us. Crumb will be offering a $25 gift card for whoever shares the podcast with their fellow students. In order to enter to win the gift card, you must show proof of sharing our podcast with your fellow students by sending proof to the email campusclipperpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's just campusclipperpodcast@gmail.com. We are giving away 5 gift cards a month. Finalists will be announced the first Friday of every month. 1 gift card per person.
So yeah, I just wanted to start this off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your ebook?
Yeah, so I guess it's 2 summers ago now was when I interned at Campus Clipper. And I wrote weekly blogs about relationships, my dating experience in college. It was the summer before my senior year going into school. So I had been through 3 years of college at that point. My ebook is called The Chase, and a lot of it is mainly about one specific experience I had my sophomore year. But it's more about kind of the type of guys that I was surrounding myself with, I guess. What I really make clear throughout it is that, of course, I'm no expert, and it's not, when I say like this type of guy, like it's not every single guy my age, of course not, but it's just the type of guys that I was solely surrounded by. I was in Greek life. So basically it's the classic frat guy that you'll hear about, a lot of people talk about in our generation. So basically I kind of just shared my experience, and the goal of it for me was to let other girls know that, and other people know that they aren't alone in struggling in the dating life, especially in college and our age, and how dating is definitely not what it was when our parents were dating, especially in Greek life. They're surrounded by, I would say, like that toxic masculinity, and it's almost, they like to praise how many girls they hook up with a weekend and that sort of thing. And those were the type of guys that I was trying to date. So
yeah, it's a very alien world to me, that whole Greek life thing. Cause I don't know, my experience through college has been a little bit different from yours as far as this. I think what you're talking about with the whole Greek life idea is kind of an idea that pertains to a lot of Gen Z, or at least people think that a lot of Gen Z is like that. This idea that younger people don't believe in long-term relationships. Would you agree with that, like on a larger scale than just
friends? 100%. I think a lot of that also is just shown through social media as well, and I think that's why a lot of Gen Z kind of thinks that way. I know I did for a long time until I graduated and actually started to meet guys that were not frat men, that were not in Greek life. But yeah, for sure. A lot of Gen Z, especially because social media basically is their lives. You know how there's all these different, people will say that they're like hanging out or they're in a thing. Like they're scared of the even to use the word dating. And that's kind of where I just don't know, like, why. Like, so you're not in Greek life, right? So
no, I kind of want to hear,
right? So I kind of want to hear, like, Do you use the word dating when you're like seeing a girl consistently?
I'll say this. I have pretty much had the opposite experience of what you just described for like my entire life. I've been in exclusively long-term relationships. You know, my most recent relationship was 3 years.
Good for you.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of the way I am. I tend to be attracted to people that I'm more, that I know, you know, that I'm friends with already. I feel like that kind of like getting to know a person is critical to like whether or not your relationship is going to be long term or short term.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it had to do, I was attracted to guys who deep down I knew were not emotionally ready. But in a sense, I kind of realized now that I probably wasn't emotionally ready either. I would tell my friends, like, I want a boyfriend. Like, I want to be in a relationship. Like, I didn't have a boyfriend in high school. I hadn't had one all of college. And I wanted one so bad because I felt like, why? Like, why haven't I found, like, a person that, like, likes me mutually? And it was just, so I guess I got stuck in kind of, which is why I named it, I got stuck in that chase. Like, I was looking, and that's 100% not the way to find your person. When you're looking, you're not focusing on yourself. You're not focusing on your health, all of that. And when I started to do those things, which is what I discuss throughout my ebook, is when I realized I was going after these guys because I didn't love myself completely and I didn't know what I deserved. And that's kind of what I think a lot of girls do, in that age in college, because you kind of go after the guys you think people will like. You go like after the
social
guys,
aspect.
Right, for the social aspect, and that's not the important part. So can you talk about your long relationships and kind of how you got into that and how they worked since you've only been in longer relationships? Can you just share your experience?
Yeah, it's kind of, like I said, you know, really friendships that kind of transition into relationships is really my experiences. You already know the person, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like taking it to a different step, I guess. It's like you're building on a previously established relationship. I think that is pretty critical to, you know, a sustainable long-term relationship because you know each other already. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the reason why I'm just constantly in long-term relationships because I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit more, introverted is the word, I guess I would say. I tend to stick to my circle. I don't really go out of it. I'm not interested in that, social aspect that we were just talking about. Like, what do other people think about my partner? It's just kind of like, you know, I'm just here.
Right. And that's an amazing way to look at it. And I wish that I could have looked at it when I was in college in that way. But I was so caught up just in the social aspect and my social life, because Greek life, I love it so much. I'm not talking badly on it. I've made like my lifelong friends through it.
Were you yourself a part of a sorority?
I was in a sorority since my freshman year. So I was completely immersed in it. And I mean, one of my favorite parts of it, like, this is why, like, I'm not trying to, like, talk badly on it, was, like, all of the philanthropy events we had to do and we attended. It was, like, part, like, if you couldn't be in the sorority if you didn't, like, attend, like, and participate in a certain amount of these events. And, like, those were, like, the funnest parts for me because, one, like, I mean, the fraternities would also be in attendance, and it was the social aspect of it, but I enjoyed it and I have made lifelong friends from it. But like, what I'm trying to say is that I definitely was going for, I guess you could say, the more confident guy and those types of guys, I guess you do find in frats, but like, there's a difference between confident and cocky. And I think that I didn't know the difference because a lot of the men like I dated, especially the one that I focus on in my ebook, my sophomore year, looking back, he literally only ever thought about himself and him partying, and he never showed any type of romance towards me. unless it was during the weekend. And like, right. that's something that I should have seen. And like, I'm sure my friends told me to open my eyes multiple times, but it was, I was just so blinded and I was so caught up in my own feelings that like, for some reason I convinced myself that I liked this person when in reality, like there really was nothing about him that was likable.
Yeah, other than maybe his looks. That was one of my questions really is like, yeah. what, when you say that you have a type, we're mm-hmm. talking about frat boys, what were some of the character traits that you found so attractive about them? Or is it just the confidence?
I think what it was is that most of the time, like these, I was going to say men, but I want to call them boys because
yeah, they were not appropriate emotionally.
They were not men at all. These boys that I dated, quotation marks. I guess it was like, I enjoyed the banter that we would have. It was kind of just, it was all fun. Like it wasn't serious. And I think deep down, like, now that I'm a little bit older and I'm looking back at my experiences, I wasn't looking, or I, even though I thought I wasn't ready emotionally to have something serious. So I guess I was just focused on the fun aspect, like, yeah, being able to party with them and like, you know, being able to just like laugh and not really care what's going, like what we're doing. I didn't go on dates. These guys never brought me on dates in college. Maybe, maybe one of them went out to lunch with me and my friends once, but that wasn't a date. It was just like him and his friends. Like we all just like went together like Sunday morning or something like that. And those were the little signs that I should have seen right away. Like they weren't bringing me flowers or they weren't going out of their way to like see me really during the week. Of course, sometimes I would see them during the week, but
attention, you know, they're not giving me the attention.
Right. The attention. There was only attention like when they were drunk on the weekend. Exactly. And like, I guess it's more, it's just, it had to do with more of me growing up and realizing what I was doing to myself, how I was letting these guys treat me. And I mean, thank God I finally did. But
I think there's definitely like growing, just aging in general, like mm-hmm. gives you a level of self-awareness that you're like, wow, like what the heck,
like
before this point.
It is crazy when I do think about the type of guys that I went for. Yeah, but like going back to your question, the attraction, yeah, I guess it really was just the fun of it all. It wasn't, and the looks. I was so caught up on like these good looking guys, but a lot of the times those like good looking guys are just not it. They're the ones who are selfish. And it wasn't even just like Greek life. There was one, I think it was my summer, actually it was my the summer after sophomore year, and I think I mentioned him in the ebook at the very end. I dated someone who was from home, or like he lived in Westchester County, like near where I live, but he was a friend first, actually. Do you know what Birthright is? It's a trip. So Birthright is, it's for Jewish kids, like 18 years through I think 26, and you get a free 10-day trip to Israel. So I went to sleepaway camp my whole life.
That's like really cool. I never knew about that.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah. It is called technically Jewish camp. Like it's Jewish sleepaway camp, but of course you don't have to be Jewish to go there, but right. there are a lot of them in the New York area. And I went to one that actually my dad went to when he was a kid too, and was a counselor. So it's kind of in the family, but anyways, back to topic. So I went on Birthright with some of my camp friends, and my one camp friend had invited his home friends. So I met this guy when we were in Israel, and it was like 10 days of just like no responsibilities, traveling all through Israel and just experiencing like very like intense, but also like amazing experiences, like learning about our faith and learning about all of it, the Israeli culture. And doing that with him was like, it kind of brought us together like on a deeper level. So like, I literally started to I guess you can say, have feelings for him within the 10 days that I met him. But I also knew of him just because my camp friend had like always been friends with him and talked about him. But so when we came back home that summer, we became exclusive, and he was the first guy who ever asked me to be exclusive with him. And like, he was the first guy, I guess, to me, like, seemed that it was like the feelings were mutual. And he was telling me they were, and he's the one who like asked me to be exclusive and the whole deal. But it turned out it was just another like guy who was just thinking about himself and really only asked me to be exclusive because he wanted me to himself, but wasn't really thinking of that like on his end, if that makes sense. He was more just focused on his career, which at that age, 100% I get that, like, focus on your career, that's what we need to do right now. But like, then why bring me
into exactly, but then why ask, you know?
Right. Then why make me feel that your feelings are mutual if they really aren't? And that's another thing that I discuss a lot. And also, I would love to bring people in and ask people in a similar situation why. Like, clearly you would never do something like that. But seriously, why is it? You just need the attention, like,
I think it's that. Yeah, I think it's a lot about like attention, because these people like that, people that rely, or guys that rely on that need for attention, they know that that need is there and they can like take advantage of it, I guess. It's a very, I don't know why it's so pervasive, that mode of thinking, because it really does feel like a different world to me, you know, from my experience, my circle of people. Everyone's in like stable, long-term relationships. I've never had this experience with it, like hookup culture. it's pleasant, I guess.
It sounds pleasant.
Yeah.
Because although like I definitely have, clearly I have learned so much from like the experiences I've been with, and it has taught me like what I do deserve and the type of man I do want and need. But yeah, I just would love to really get to the bottom of and talk to guys who do this. And it is what I call it is manipulative. And it is like, it's a manipulative thought process. It's like they're knowingly
taking advantage. That's taking exactly advantage. What it is.
Exactly. So, and the thing is, I can't say all of these guys are bad people. Like, they're not bad. They're not a bad person, but there's definitely something off. Like,
yeah, my theory is that it has to do with their sense of masculinity. You know, like this false confidence kind of idea that they don't fully understand what masculinity actually means. And I don't think anybody really does. They take this idea that they have to be masculine, like this hyper masculinity idea. And part of it is being hypersexual. And I think that's where it might come off from. As someone who's never been in like a Greek fraternity, I don't really know what's going on there, but it really seems to be a lot of hyper masculine energy coming off from that.
100%. And I also think that it comes from their insecurities too.
I think
they overcompensate for being insecure, because no guy like that wants to admit that they're insecure. Like, a lot of these boys, I keep trying to say men, but I don't want to call them men, a lot of these boys like don't even admit to themselves like that they're insecure.
That's like the central point of it, is like this refusal to accept that like what they actually are, like embracing that not everybody's 100% masculine.
And they'll just use the attention of multiple women to overcompensate, which I think that's what it is. And we can definitely talk more and more about this in coming episodes, but I'm super excited we can start bringing people in to interview and kind of get their experiences, because you're opposite, different points of view, you're opposite as well. But it would be really interesting to bring in a fraternity guy, which I know plenty, so I definitely will ask a friend or two and see if they're willing to talk about their experiences. But so The Chase is online on Amazon. I'm pretty sure you can actually download it free on like the Kindle through Amazon, but it's also $5. But yeah, so The Chase is $5 on Amazon, and it's for anyone who just wants to learn about an experience maybe that's similar to yours or the complete opposite, but it could definitely help anyone open up their eyes to know that it's not just them if you're going after the same type of guys I was. But yeah, I'm excited to dive more into this. Yeah. I think that's all for this week. Again, students, if you want to share the podcast with your fellow classmates, you can win a $25 gift card. That's for Crumb. It's a bakery, and you send that to campusclipperpodcast@gmail.com.
Get some yummy cookies.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week.
See you then.